Our next speaker was supposed to be Juanita Limpest, who unfortunately is unable to attend today. But we have Cassie, who is going to read a statement from Juanita on behalf of the Kiribati community, which is a Central Pacific island that is literally at the forefront of climate change. Let's welcome Cassie.
I'm just basically going to read the speech as Juanita was planning to present it. So when I say I, I'm not actually saying myself, Cassie, I'm saying Juanita. I wish to bring to mind that Kiribati is a small nation of just over 100,000 people scattered over 33 coral atolls in the Central Pacific Ocean, just north of the equator. It used to be a British colony called the Gilbert Islands until becoming an independent Commonwealth country in 1979. Kiribati was the place of origin of the so-called Hawaiian skirt. It was visited by Robert Louis Stevenson, author of Treasure Island, and was the subject of Arthur Grimble's Pattern of Islands. During World War II, it was the scene of the Battle of Tarawa, a major and bloody battle in the Central Pacific between the United States and Japan. The coral atolls, of which Kiribati consists, are flat, just a few hundred yards wide and no more than a metre above sea level. I left Kiribati in 1976 after marrying an Australian and have since returned three times, in 1991, 2004 and 2005. When I returned in 1991, I noticed that a little island in the middle of the lagoon, which consisted of a few acres of coconut trees and other vegetation, where I used to go for camping with the scouts, had been washed away by the sea and was now a reef. Also, in 1991, I was having breakfast at my sister's home one morning when there happened to be a king tide and waves crashed over retaining walls and swept into the house, and we found ourselves up to our ankles in seawater in the kitchen. I was shocked at this, but my sisters, they were laughing. They were used to it. In 2004, when I returned, I had to move my grandfather's grave from his resting place and bury him more inland. The water table was only 4 foot down. Salt water is mixing in with the groundwater and contaminating the wells. Soon, vital food providing plants and trees were going to die from the salt water. Our people are inevitably going to have to abandon their land. They will not be fleeing a political regime of which receiving countries can question the danger that they are in, but they will be fleeing the undeniable rising ocean. They will be scattered, families will be split, laws which their independent governments made to suit their culture will be meaningless as they fall beneath the jurisdictions of other countries, not by choice, but by necessity. So please consider the people of the Gilbert Islands who will accept responsibility for assisting them. And how should the assistance begin? To prepare the evacuation in a way which is the least traumatic for both them and the countries who will receive them.
Thanks, Cassie, and our wishes go to Juanita for a quick recovery.